Fiat has updated its stylish 500 lineup, including the addition of the Dolce Vita model in both hatchback and convertible formats. The Fiat 500 is almost an enigma in today's world, a throwback to another world of carefree, top-down motoring through the windy streets of Italy, alongside the magical blue seas of the Amalfi Coast. Many years ago, I did exactly that, but here in Sydney, the closest I have got to that was a drive up Palm Beach along the Ocean Road for some fish and chips. And that was enough to convince me that the Fiat 500 is stylish, different, and simply fun to drive. That was a few years ago, and I'm eagerly looking forward to driving the latest updated model and doing it again. Italy would be better though. Ideally suited for two people, and as an urban runabout, the Fiat 500 is as much about style as it is function, in a world that sometimes can produce boring cars. Priced from a touch under $19,000 through to $25,500 plus the usual costs, it's well equipped and ideal for those buyers that want more than simple transport. They want personality in their transport. I'm Rob Fraser.
If you're in the market for a new car, don't head anywhere but anyauto.com.au. Right now, you can read a review of the MG ZS Electric, a lower-priced electric SUV, the Citroen C3 Shine, the Mazda MX-30 Estina Mild Hybrid, and for something a little sportier, the Hyundai Kona N-Line Premium. Check out those reviews and many, many more right now, anyauto.com.au, for the latest auto news and reviews.